This is Richard Green with your worldwide news update. Israel bombarded Hezbollah militant targets in Lebanon again on Tuesday, with the death toll from airstrikes since Monday mounting to 564, along with another 1,835 injured. Israel said it struck 1,600 sites, with the Lebanese health officials saying 50 children had been killed in the barrage, along with at least 94 women. The Israeli military said its strikes on Tuesday hit dozens of Hezbollah targets, including militants involved in launching several rounds of rockets at northern Israel. Israel said one of its strikes in Beirut's southern suburb killed Ibrahim Muhammad Kobayesi, identified by Israel as a senior Hezbollah military commander who oversaw the group's missile systems. The United Nations Refugee Agency said, quote, it was outraged and deeply saddened by other Israeli attacks that killed two of its staff members. Hamas said in a statement Tuesday that it is expecting the United Nations to take immediate action to end the war in Gaza, but the Palestinian group also said it will not participate in new ceasefire talks with Israel. Hamas said it will not waver from its position, quote, against entering new negotiations that will provide Israel with cover to continue its aggression. There have been fewer Israeli military strikes in Gaza in recent days as Israel escalates attacks in Lebanon, but Palestinian health officials say at least 22 people were killed and at least 40 injured in a new round of Israeli strikes across Gaza Tuesday. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called Gaza, quote, a nonstop nightmare that threatens to take the entire region with it. Guterres told the opening of the annual UN General Assembly, we should all be alarmed by the escalation. Lebanon is at the brink. This is VOA News. Reuters says it has obtained previously undisclosed official documents that show border police in China's northeast have been given quotas to identify and expel undocumented migrants. One key aspect of broader surveillance that is making it harder for North Korean defectors to evade capture. Here is Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston with more.
They reveal that China has implemented new deportation centers, hundreds of smart facial recognition cameras, and extra boat patrols. The documents don't explicitly say North Koreans are the targets, but the measures in the documents focus on areas that border North Korea. Reuters found little evidence of similar actions at China's other borders, except its porous frontier with Myanmar, where China has been tackling organized crime and recently opened a deportation center. The authorities for China's border police and immigration agency did not respond to Reuters' questions. The foreign ministry said China protected, quote, the rights and interests of foreigners in China while lawfully maintaining the order of border entries and exits, and suggested Reuters' reporting was, quote, completely not factual.
That was Angela Johnston for Reuters. A human rights specialist told Reuters that Beijing is worried that if too many North Koreans find refuge in China, it could in time destabilize the North, spark reunification under the South, and ultimately hand the United States extra influence on the Korean Peninsula. U.S. aviation giant Boeing is giving the union for 33,000 striking workers more time to consider its latest contract proposal. The company is offering the workers a 30% pay increase over 4 years. The union is seeking 40%, but Boeing says the proposal is, quote, its best and final offer. Authorities in the Midwestern U.S. state of Missouri executed a man Tuesday convicted in the 1998 murder of a woman despite calls from the victim's families and others to spare his life. Here's AP correspondent Haya Panjwani.
Marcellus Williams is the third Missouri inmate put to death this year and the 100th since the state resumed use of the death penalty in 1989. He was convicted of killing Leisha Gale, who was repeatedly stabbed during a burglary at her suburban St. Louis home. The U.S. Supreme Court declined to intervene on his behalf a day after Republican Governor Mike Parson denied Williams clemency and the state Supreme Court refused to halt the execution. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the world. Around the clock, Voice of America keeps you in touch with the latest news. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.